Hello, this is Dick Hayden from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, News and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of May 17, 2019 by Ginger Rush. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. And it has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. Ginger begins by saying, Spare Times. Sooner than I thought. Lots of announcements to make, so here's an update. Our condolences go out to the family and friends of Mrs. Kathleen Thomas. Many of our family members have been touched in some way by Kathleen Thomas. Mrs. Thomas was a teacher at the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind for 34 years. Not only was she a teacher of academics, but also a teacher of life. Her goal was to ensure that her students would be achievers and would follow and would grow to be successful. This fine lady has been part of the visually impaired community throughout her career and also in her retirement to advocate for the needs in our community. She had a soft-spoken voice, but when she spoke, we listened. On Sunday, God called her home and declared her work here on earth to be complete. The arrangements for her celebration of life are as follows. The viewing will be on Tuesday, May 21st at 10 a.m. at Martin Street Baptist Church, 1001 East Martin Street. The service will follow at 11 a.m. The Raleigh Outlaws send our most sincere condolences to Mr. Arthur Thomas as well as her family. The Outlaw family also extends its condolences to Marjorie Hurd and her family in the loss of her nephew, Keith. Marjorie helped raise this young man, who was like a son to her. He passed away on Tuesday of this week from complications of lupus. Prayer requests. Please hold Bonnie Merritt in your thoughts and prayers at this time. Bonnie continues to suffer from health issues and has been hospitalized for treatment. She has since been released from the hospital and is now at a nursing facility. It would be most appreciated if people could call and check in on her or go by and visit for a while so that Roscoe might be able to get a small break. Here's the information as to where she is. Pruitt Health, 2420 Lake Wheeler Road, room 103. The phone number there is 919-755-5649. We wish to extend our best to Bonnie during this time and continue to pray for Roscoe as well. Being a caregiver is a very difficult and challenging job, and he has done an awesome job of being there for Bonnie. Prayers are also requested for Mike Rush, who is currently in Duke Raleigh Hospital dealing with the results of a drop in blood pressure, loss of kidney function, and in general need of a medication tune-up. He's doing quite a bit better, but will likely still be there for a while. He doesn't have his phone with him, as it is a little hard to tap and swipe with all the IV lines in his hand, and he is in ICU, so they can more closely monitor things, but he is doing okay as of right now. Next up, the national tournament in Pittsburgh. Lots of information, folks, so it's going to be a long read. Those traveling to Pittsburgh for the national tournament, departure will be from the JC Park at 6:30 a.m. on Wednesday, May 29. Estimated return time to that location is 8 o'clock p.m. on Monday, June 3. We suggest telling your transportation that you will call them when you are getting close to the return time. Please remember to pack as lightly as possible because van space is limited. Transportation fee of $150 is due at the time of departure. If you are getting to Pittsburgh by some other means and wish to ride the vans while you are there, a $20 fee will be due on a space-available basis. Special events while you are in Pittsburgh. Friday night from 5 to 8 p.m., Buckheads, a local restaurant across the street from the hotel, is offering a discount to all ABBA bowlers. Note, you must have on the wristband from registration in order to get the discount. There's a $5 cover fee, but that allows you to pick an item off the list like a free beer or a free glass of wine or a free appetizer. You also get 10% off your dinner. There will be a 50-50 during the time, and it's open to the whole restaurant. This is a great way to help raise some funds and eat with your fellow bowlers. Last of all, they are also giving a portion of the dinner sales back to the ABBA. Saturday, June 1, from 8 to 12, and again 1 to 5, there will be an expo at the Sheraton Grand Station Hotel Ballroom. There will be businesses and organizations who offer products, services, and job opportunities for all members. Stop by and visit. All participants who attend will be entered in the two drawings for a $50 gift card. On Sunday, June the 2nd at 8 p.m., will be the annual convention meeting. Elections, information about next year's tournament, the potential site of the tournament for 2021, etc. Our league is entitled to a number of votes. We never require anyone to attend, but we appreciate those who take the time to represent Raleigh and North Carolina in this way. Sharon is our designated board representative. The wristbands will be distributed in our registration packet, and you must have the proper wristband to be allowed to vote. Also, while there, the Cincinnati Blind Bowling League will be selling raffle tickets for the 2020 ABBA tournament that will be held in Cincinnati, Ohio. There are three prizes that you can win. The first prize is a three-night stay at the Marriott in which the tournament will be held. This also includes a breakfast for two at the Marriott restaurant and 2020 Cincinnati tournament registration fees paid for one ABBA member up to a total of $70. Second prize, 2020 Cincinnati tournament registration fees paid for one ABBA member up to $70 and a $100 Visa gift card. And third prize, 2020 Cincinnati tournament registration fees paid for one ABBA member up to $70 and a $50 Visa gift card. These raffle tickets will be $5 each. If you wish to purchase tickets and will not be in Pittsburgh, please email me the arrangements. My name is Tonya, T-O-N-I-A, Koo, K-O-O, and I am the Cincinnati Blind Bowlers Secretary. The email is tkoo@cinci.rr.com. tkoo@cincyroadrunner.com. Okay. We will be selling these tickets until the mid-year meeting in November 2019 in Cincinnati. We will be picking the winners at this 2019 mid-year meeting. The hotel information. The hotel will be the Sheraton Pittsburgh Hotel at Station Square, 300 West Station Square Drive, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15219. Telephone number 412-261-2000. Check-in is at 3 o'clock p.m. and check-out is at noon. From the airport, Super Shuttle is giving us a 10% discount to and from the airport to the Sheraton. Total fee is $22 each way. Call 412-322-8507 to book your shuttle ride and use the discount code X8RCT. You must reserve your shuttle ride in advance. From Amtrak or Greyhound, the Sheraton courtesy van will pick up anyone who is traveling by Amtrak or Greyhound. Call 412-292-1829 to arrange for your ride. Parking at the hotel. We are offered a discounted daily rate of $20 with in-and-out privileges for cars and vans. This rate is offered for the parking garage and the lot beside the Sheraton only. Motor coaches will park in the open lot for $25 per day. Hotel amenities, indoor swimming pool, fitness center, free Wi-Fi, 24-hour business center, gift shop and newsstands, trackside restaurant specializing in American cuisine, coffee shop, cafe, bar and lounge, refrigerators in all rooms. The meeting schedule. Friday, May 31, 5 to 8 p.m., happy hour event at the Buckhead Saloon. 8 p.m., board meeting. Saturday, June 1, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., expo at the hotel ballroom. 8 p.m. to midnight, a dance. Sunday, June the 2nd, 8 p.m., convention. The expo. An expo will be held in the ballroom in the Sheraton on Saturday, June 1 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Work has been done with the fundraising ad hoc committee to contact businesses and organizations who provide services and job opportunities. All members and guests are encouraged to attend the expo. Those attending will be eligible to win a door prize. The dance. A dance will be held for your enjoyment on Saturday night from 8 p.m. until midnight. $25 cash prizes will be given away during the evening, and you must be present to win. Hospitality. The Presidential Suite will be the place to go for hospitality during the tournament week. Exact location and times will be announced at the tournament. Happy Hour Event. The ABBA Happy Hour fundraiser to support ABBA 72nd National Tournament on Friday night from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Buckhead Saloon. Everyone entering Buckhead Saloon from the ABBA, wear your wristband, will donate $5 at the door and receive the following specials. A free Miller Lite for each guest. $4 selected domestic drafts and bottles, $5 select liquor and import bottles, $6 select IPAs, crafts, liquors, specialty cocktails, and wine, $5 small plates select apps, such as pierogies, cheesy bread, fried pickles, spicy cauliflower, and truffle fries, and then 10% off your food menu. There will also be a 50-50 raffle to maximize our dollars raised. Additionally, there will be a spot reserved just for us so that we can all hang out and have fun in a casual, comfortable environment. And all the money donated by the fundraiser goes directly back to the ABBA. Bowling alley information. Noble Manor Lanes, 2440 Noblestown Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15205, phone number 412-922-4622. The bowling alley features 40 lanes, an arcade, billiards and pool, a pro shop, as well as food and drink. The bus schedule. Pickup will be outside the front entrance of the hotel. You must wear your wristband in order to load the bus. Thursday, May 30th, 4:15 p.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. Friday, May 31st, 8 a.m., 11:30 a.m., 12:15 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, June 1st and June 2nd, 7:15 a.m., 8:15 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 12:15 p.m. Buses will depart the bowling lanes when they are full after each squad. Tournament shirts. A Northwest Design representative will again be on site at the alley to help you personalize the shirt of your choice. Now, it's going to get a little interesting here. We're going into the bowling schedule. We have first information about the lane, the team, the name of the person, another column with PFs and PMs, etc. in it. Then a column for the league name, and then the average. And it's separated by different groups. So, Masters competition on Friday at 1 p.m. Lane 1, Carolina Cowboys. Mandy Holly, PF, Raleigh Outlaws, average 154. Tanya Wilson, PF, Forsyth BB, average 90. Michael Blunt, PM, Raleigh Outlaws, average 116. Al Pietrolongo, TM, League Top Cats, average 98. And then Herbert Everett, PM, Raleigh Outlaws, average 157. Lane 2, Carolina Moonshiners. Judy Eason Farr, PF, Raleigh Outlaws, average 77. Delbert Rankin, TM, Top Cats, average 73. Marjorie Conyers, PF, Raleigh Outlaws, average 121. Mike Roberts, PM, Gate City Blind Bowlers, average 126. Cynthia Vega, PF, Gate City Blind Bowlers, average 120. Lane 15, Praying for a Strike. Kenny Farr, SM, Raleigh Outlaws, average 115. Kathy Williams, SF, Lost Angels Blind Bowlers, average 131. Rosella Campbell, SF, Motor City, average 130. Al Jackson, SM, Peninsula Blind, average 150. Lane 16, Bowling Buddies, I'm sorry, I had said blind bowlers before, and it must be bowling buddies. So, for bowling buddies, that's the team name. And first up, Letitia Adams, PF, Raleigh Outlaws, 108. Jeff Greenlee, TM, Topcats, average 94. Mike Zakin, TM, Topcats, average 91. Kaisha Adams, PF, Raleigh Outlaws, average 102. Stanford Griffith, PM, Harrisburg, average 135. Moving on to singles and doubles, Saturday 9 a.m., except for Kenny Farr, who is bowling with Jerry Mintz from the Winston-Salem, and who is bowling at 1 p.m. On lane 7, Cynthia Burdine, TF, average 80, handicap 120. Michael Edwards, PM, average 130, handicap 70. Lane 8, Mike Blunt, PM, average 116, handicap 84. Herbert Everett, PM, average 137, handicap 43. Lane 9, Alice Kelly, TF, average 99, handicap 101. Reggie Blunt, PM, average 106, handicap 94. Lane 10, Lois Sanders, SF, average 113, handicap 87. Kevin Foster, SM, average 156, handicap 44. Lane 11, Frank Foster, TM, average 76, handicap 124. Shelby Foster, PF, average 111, handicap 89. Lane 12, Sharon Benton, PF, average 111, handicap 89. Francis Council, PF, average 114, handicap 86. Lane 13, Judy Eason Farr, PF, average 77, handicap 123. Kaisha Adams, PF, average 102, handicap 98. Lane 14, Letitia Adams, PF, average 108, handicap 92. Mandy Holly, PF, average 154, handicap 46. Lane 15, Linda Lewis, TF, average 60, handicap 140. Brian Lewis, TM, average 83, handicap 117. Lane 16, Miriam Dixon, PF, average 110, handicap 90. Marjorie Conyers, PF, 121, average and handicap 79. Teams for Sunday at 9 a.m. Lane 1, Lucky Strikers, Frank Foster, TM, average 76, handicap 124. Shelby Foster, PF, 111, for the average, handicapped 89. Alice Kelly, TF, average 99, handicapped 101. Kevin Foster, SM, average 156, handicap 44. Lane 8, The Gunslingers, Sharon Benton, PF, average 111, handicap 89. Miriam Dixon, PF, average 110, handicap 90. Marjorie Conyer, PF, average 121, handicap 79. Francis Council, PF, average 114, handicap 86. Lane 9, The Hangman, Lois Sanders, SF, average 113, handicap 87. Reggie Blunt, PM, average 106, handicap 94. Mike Blunt, PM, average 116, handicap 84. Herbert Everett, PM, average 157, handicap 43. Lane 10, The Renegades, Mandy Holly, PF, average 154, handicap 46. Patricia Martin, SF, average 72, handicap 128. And it also says Indianapolis. Kaisha Adams, PF, average 102, handicap 98. Letitia Adams, PF, average 108, handicap 92. And finally on lane 11, the Sharpshooters. Judy Eason Farr, PF, average 77, handicap 123. Brian Lewis, TM, average 83, handicap 117. Kenny Farr, SM, average 115, handicap 85. And Linda Lewis, TF, average 60, handicap 140. Now information about Pittsburgh area and the Station Square. Station Square is a 52-acre riverfront complex with over 1.2 miles of Pittsburgh's most unique dining, entertainment, and shopping, just steps outside of the Sheraton Hotel. Enjoy sightseeing tours such as the Gateway Clipper Fleet, Just Ducky Tours, or visit the Pittsburgh Inclines and the Fountain at Bessemer Court. Over 14 restaurants are in the Station Square area. Buca di Beppo, Buckhead Saloon, Crazy Mocha Coffee Company, Gandhi Dancer Saloon, The Grand Concourse, Hard Rock Cafe, offering a 15% discount on food and a 10% discount on retail products. You need your wristband to be worn in order to get those discounts. Home Run Harry's Sports Bar and Grill, Joe's Crab Shack, Kiku Japanese Restaurant, The Melting Pot, Terrain, Texas de Brazil, that's quite a collection. The city of Pittsburgh is just across the river, where you can enjoy a walk through the 36-acre Point State Park. Try your luck at gambling at Rivers Casino on the North Shore, or take in a Pittsburgh Pirate baseball game. Check out www.stationsquare.com and www.visitpittsburgh.com for more information. And that is the national tournament. The Brighter Path tournament information. The IFB Solutions, Winston-Salem, formerly Industries for the Blind, and Brighter Path Foundation of Winston-Salem, is hosting their 6th annual bowling tournament at Creekside Lanes, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, June 22, 2019. We are inviting all leagues to attend. Creekside Lanes is located at 1450 Trademark Boulevard, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 28658. Registration begins at 9 o'clock a.m. until 9:30 a.m., with bowling beginning at 10 o'clock a.m. Please bring as many rails as your league may need. Let's repeat that. Please bring along as many rails as your league may need. The cost of the tournament is $30. You may bring monies the day of the tournament. No checks, please. If you have any questions, please call Chris Flint, F-L-Y-N-T, at 336-245-5620, or Jerry Mintz, M-I-N-T-Z, at 336-391-0054. Please send all entry forms and money to the Forsyth Blind Bowlers, carrier of Jerry Mintz, P.O. Box 17101, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27116. Raleigh Outlaws, if you plan to go to this tournament, please let Ginger know by Friday, June the 14th, so that she can get the team set up and sent in. We will collect entry money and $20 transportation fee the morning of the tournament before we leave. You can email Ginger at outlawtaxi@earthlink.net or give her a call at 919-389-5596. A little note, email is preferred if possible. What's happening on May the 16th? Well, that is Global Accessibility Awareness Day. And the LCI Tech team is writing blogs to help get people talking about this important topic. Please see the two blogs that have been written by the team that we have noted down in the articles section. First of all, an invitation to an afternoon in the garden fundraiser for the Governor Moorhead Foundation. You are invited to join us on Sunday, June 9, from 4 to 6 p.m. to support the needs of the residential students at the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind. This will be at 4821 Rembert, R-E-M-B-E-R-T Drive in Raleigh, North Carolina, 27612. The cost is $50 per person, and it includes beer, wine, and hors d'oeuvres. It'll be on Sunday, June the 9th from 4 to 6 p.m. You will be meeting students, hear about their journeys, and learn about the school. You will be helping the GMS Foundation raise needed funds for equipment, student trips, and more. We certainly hope to see you there. Please come on out and make a significant impact in the lives of the next generation of GMS students. Please RSVP by Friday, May 31 to Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, dot Cross, C-R-O-S-S, at esdb.dpi.nc.gov. If you want to go ahead and make an online donation, you can do that at https://governormoreheadfoundation.org/donate/. Some job announcements. There are two openings in the base supply centers announced by RLCB. One is in Belle Chasse, Louisiana, and one is in Gulfport, Mississippi. Both positions have a closing date of July 1, 2019. If anyone is interested in relocating, or if you know someone in one of these locations who would be interested, here's the job summary. The person will work as a stocker and cashier to assist with all aspects of customer service and store maintenance. The essential job functions are as follows. To inventory, store, price, and restock merchandise displays. To receive, open, and unpack cartons, crates of merchandise, checking invoices against the items received. To stamp, attach, or change price tags on merchandise referring to a price list. To stock storage areas and displays with new or transferred merchandise. To set up advertising signs and display merchandise on shelves, counters, or tables to attract customers and promote sales. To clean display cases, shelves, and aisles. To pack customer purchases in bags or cartons and assist with loading into the customer vehicle as required. To assist warehouse personnel in daily receiving of trucks. To assist with clerical duties and routine office functions as required. To perform other duties as may be assigned. To receive payment for goods purchased in the form of credit card, voucher, or otherwise form of payment, and issue a receipt. Change and other record of purchase as required by the customer. To maintain transaction records and register reconciliation documentation. To operate cash register with peripheral electronic data processing equipment by passing individual price-coded items across an electronic data scanner to record the price, compile the printed list, and display the cost of the customer purchase tax and rebates on a monitor screen. For education, high school diploma or high school equivalency certificate is required. Experience, prior work experience within retail store is preferred. Knowledge, general knowledge of warehouse hand equipment, ability to operate computerized cash registers and related equipment, general knowledge of office equipment and machines, including computer terminal and personal computer, ability to deal pleasantly and courteously with management, customers, and coworkers by telephone and written correspondence as well as in person, the ability to work as a member of a team, have good interpersonal and communicative skills, must be able to pass base security and background check, physical and mental requirements, requires the ability to communicate verbally and in written format responding to order demands, must be able to demonstrate the ability to deal effectively with others and maintain a good working relationship, be able to safely lift and carry materials weighing in excess of 70 pounds, be able to interpret and follow written job task performances, and legally blind, with sufficient vision to work with computer screen, barcodes, etc. For more information, or to learn about more about these positions, please contact Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Bear, B-A-R-E, via email at nbear@rlcb.net, or call 919-256-4227. For more information about our agency, please visit www.rlcb.net. Is anyone in need of candy and nuts from the Terry Lynn Company, the same one as what Margaret Carter sells each fall? If so, you can order these products year-round from the online store and benefit the ABBA as well. That link is https://AmericanBlindBowling.TerryLynnCares.com/. The Sightly Worn Thrift Store is now open Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Donations are also accepted each week during business hours. At this time, they are not accepting any clothing, mattresses, bed pillows, non-working appliances, televisions, VCRs, computers, printers, or computer accessories. Other than these items, though, let's get those old treasures out of the house and make room for the new ones. Insightful Visionaries presents the Visionary Honors Awards. On Saturday, June 8, at 2019, at the Hampton Inn and Suites Crabtree, 3920 Arrow Drive in Raleigh. Tickets for the dinner and awards presentation are $100 and include a concert and dance following the presentation. Tickets for the concert and dance only are $10. The concert features Johnny White and the Elite, comedian Terry Lewis, and Blind Idol winners and semifinalists Sharmia Dixon, 2018 winner, Jordan Sheffer, 2017 winner, Charity Hampton, 2016 winner, 2017 semifinalist DeAndre Kellyman, and 2018 semifinalists Brooklyn Geis, Donnie Best, and Lawrence Carter. The honorees are Mrs. Cynthia Spate, Director of Services for the Blind, Mrs. Anastasia Powell, Mr. Chris Flint, Mrs. Sharon Benton, and Mr. Mike Corbett. You can download the whole package, including biographies of the award winners and information about Insightful Visionaries at https://insightfulvisionaries.org/wp-content/uploads/2019/04/honors-awards-package.pdf. A scholarship opportunity. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities has funding from the City of Raleigh to award two scholarships for $1,000 each to assist persons with documented disabilities in their pursuit of academic and vocational endeavors. It is called the James Benton Achievement Award. This program will provide an investment in the capability of our disability community at large. The academic scholarship is to be awarded to a person with a disability who is pursuing an educational goal. This scholarship is designed to assist with tuition, books, fees, and/or special equipment for undergraduate coursework from an accredited institution. Applicants must be residents of the City of Raleigh and must be enrolled in or have been accepted to an accredited undergraduate post-secondary school, college, trade school, or other institution of higher learning. The selection of scholarship recipients shall be based upon academic performance, financial need, character, school, work, and community activities, honors, ability to express himself or herself in a written form, personal motivation, and/or leadership potential. The scholarship application must be received by the Raleigh Mayor's Committee at the following address no later than May 31 of 2019. Housing and Neighborhoods Department, Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities. Attention, Kathy, C-A-T-H-E-Y, J. Hector Fox, ECTOR-COX. Scholarship Selection Committee, Raleigh Pathway Center, 900 Wilmington, South Wilmington Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27601. Scholarship recipients will be recognized at the July Mayor's Committee meeting. For questions, call Lori Millette at 919-324-1128. Salutations, GMS AAI family and friends, from Tamika O'Kelly, Conventions and Reunions Chairperson. We are pleased to announce the GMS AAI Convention Reunion. The event will be held August 2nd through August 4th, 2019. We will be staying at the Ramada Inn, 1520 Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. Room rates are $80.62 per night. Please call the hotel directly at 919-832-4100 and ask for NCGMSA Block. The hotel does not offer shuttle service, so you will need to arrange your own ride to and from the train or bus station. The last day to book your room is July 25. Pay-as-you-go arrangements can be made by contacting the hotel sales manager, Kevin, at 919-832-4100, extension 7700. The theme for Saturday Night Social is Second Chance Prom. The dress code is semi-formal. Don't rent a tuxedo, but do dress to impress. Friday night will be School Spirit Night. If you have your GMSAAI t-shirt, please bring it to wear on Friday night. We're going to have fun games, music, bingo, and trivia. Your $15 membership fees are due by June 1, 2019. There will be a $10 late fee if not paid by that date. Paying your dues early will save you $10. Registration with prepaid dues is $50. Without paid dues, registration is $60. Lifetime members will still pay the $50 registration fee. Attendees who do not wish to join, your registration fee is $85. Please mail registrations and membership dues to GMSAAI, P.O. Box 46808, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27620. Please keep in mind, any suggestions or requests are always welcome. My email address is Tamika O'Kelly, TamikaOkelly, at yahoo.com. We ask that all paid members bring one item that can be used as a door prize, and we look forward to seeing everyone in August. Now to the calendar of events. The Wake Federation of the Blind meets regularly at the Community United Church of Christ, 814 Dixie Trail in Raleigh, on the second Saturday of each month from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Robert Parrish is the president and may be contacted at 919-616-1606 or by email at robertcparrish7@gmail.com. Please see the Arts Access website for a list of audio-described performances, http://www.artsaccessinc.org/ad-performances.shtml. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities next meeting will be on Thursday, June 20 from noon until 1 p.m. The organization meets in room 305 of the City Municipal Building at 222 West Harkett Street, downtown Raleigh. Ricky Scott is the Mayor's Committee Chair. His contact information is telephone 919-673-8300 or by email Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y, Scott, 09, I'm sorry, 09, rickyscott09@gmail.com. And the Raleigh Wake Chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind meets regularly the second Thursday of each month from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church at 2110 Noble Road in Raleigh. Please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 for more information about this group's schedule and activities. As mentioned earlier, on May 16, it was Global Accessibility Awareness Day, and the LCI Tech team has been writing blogs to help people get talking about this important topic. And here are two of the blogs that were written by the team. First up, Sideswiped, Personal Stories Driving Global Accessibility Awareness Day by John Samuel, Head of Tech Services at LCI. Storytelling is the most powerful way to put ideas into the world today. That is a quote from Robert McKee. In 2000, I was diagnosed with a degenerative eye condition called retinitis pigmentosa, or RP, and I was told that I was going blind. This was devastating news, and questions about my future swirled around my head. What kind of a career will I be able to have? Where can I live if I can't drive? What kind of a girl would want to be with a guy who can't see? These were just a few questions that I allowed to overwhelm me on a daily basis. Fast forward now, 19 years. I now have a great job as head of LCI Tech Services, instant access to transportation thanks to Uber, and a wonderful wife and two energetic boys. These are things I never thought possible when I was told as a freshman in college that I was going blind. Much of what has enabled me to get where I am today is because of digital accessibility. And with Global Accessibility Awareness Day, GAAD, on May 16, I want to take this opportunity to share my story. Although I had been losing my vision for almost two decades, accessibility was not part of my regular vocabulary until March 2017, when I read about a software program that was developed at SAS that enabled people who were blind or had low vision to visualize graphs and charts by using sound. What really grabbed my attention was the fact that the person who created this software was a leading accessibility at SAS. His name was Ed Summers, and he had RP, the same condition as me, and was living in Cary, North Carolina, my hometown, and somewhere I never thought a person who was blind could have a decent quality of life. At this point, I had never met a business leader who was blind and visually impaired, but I was excited and determined to meet Ed. Unfortunately, after 2 months of trying to connect with him, I was unsuccessful. But, however, my wife suggested we consider relocating to Cary, because if he was able to live there, maybe we could too. After searching for 2 months, we found a house that we liked and told my folks. They got so excited because they never thought I was coming home. My dad immediately jumped in the car and started driving to check out the house. After a few minutes, my dad started yelling something outside of the car. I asked him what he was doing. He had called me on his Bluetooth headset. And he said there was a man who was blind walking down the street, and maybe it could be the person I was trying to get in touch with. As you can imagine, I was horrified. Dad, don't yell at blind people on the road. Don't yell at anyone on the road. He then pulled over, parked the car safely, and proceeded to approach the man. He asked, "Are you Ed Summers?" And to our surprise, it was. This serendipitous encounter started a sequence of life-changing events, including building a great friendship with Ed Summers, who personally made me aware of the importance of accessibility in my life and work. Since that day, I have committed myself to being an accessibility evangelist by building the technology services business at LCI, becoming an assistive technology user, and supporting organizations to achieve their diversity and inclusion goals. Through my journey, I have learned that storytelling is one of the most important tools in raising awareness for accessibility. Therefore, this year, I urge you to share your story about how accessibility has affected you and help raise awareness of the critical role this often overlooked element of our lives plays. Don't miss out. Each day next week, a member of the technology services team is going to share their own story and help us celebrate our global Accessibility Awareness Day. And here's a second blog from Alyssa Cheeseman. As a student at Santa Fe Community College, I worked as an educational aide for the Disability Resource Center. Since I was low vision screen magnification software user, I was asked to provide assistance with testing the school's website using assistive technology. When I first started helping out with the website, I did not know what it meant to test for accessibility or usability. I thought that you could not do anything about a page once it was up on the internet. When they told me that they were going to use my feedback to help improve the user experience of other people with disabilities, this is when I realized that sites are ever-changing and that they can be improved. This is why Global Accessibility Awareness Day is a key day of the year. Awareness is important. Most users of technology are unaware of the existence of assistive technology, let alone that disabled users interact with the internet every day. Although I graduated with a bachelor's degree in sociology, this experience introduced me to a new career in path in accessibility, where I could help people of all abilities. I also learned that it is important to work with developers and designers at the initial stages of a website to make sure that accessibility is thought of from the start. My work at LCI is enjoyable because I know that I am helping our clients develop accessible websites, which is a great feeling. And here is a story that comes from WBTV in Charlotte, North Carolina. "I don't need easy, I just need possible." Cassidy Hooper, born without eyes or nose, graduates from college in Charlotte. A Southwest Charlotte girl whose incredible life journey we've been following for over a decade hit another milestone on Thursday. Cassidy Hooper is one of only a few people in the world born with no eyes and no nose. We first met her in 2008 at 11 years of age. She is now 22 and just graduated from the Central Piedmont Community College in Charlotte. While in high school, Cassidy attended the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind in Raleigh. She would take the bus from Charlotte to Raleigh every week, alone, and learn how to live independently. When back home, she'd take part in activities, jobs, and even charity work. As of Thursday morning, she now has a degree in Associate of Arts to add to her resume. "I don't need easy, I just need possible," is Cassidy's mantra. She said it a few times today right after walking across the stage. "I got out there and I realized, wait a minute, this is actually happening," she said right afterwards. "Am I dreaming or am I awake? It just shocked me at how fast the time went. What's next?" Cassidy says a lot. She's still interested in radio broadcasting, something she remembered as a future goal when we first met back in 2008, and is also interested now in worship ministry. As for the immediate future, she says she's hoping to work at her high school in Raleigh this coming summer. Congratulations, Cassidy. And now on to a very pleasant part of news and notes for the Raleigh Outlaws. Recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuck Wagon Gang. How about some Cajun shrimp Alfredo pasta? That ought to get your senses moving. The ingredients: 1 pound of shrimp, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 1/2 teaspoon of oregano dried, 8 ounces of pasta, 2 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 3 teaspoons of Cajun seasoning, 1/4 teaspoon of red pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 2 teaspoons of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of butter unsalted, 1 3/4 cup of milk, 1/4 cup Parmesan cheese, and then maybe some fresh parsley just for toppings. For the directions, season the shrimps and cook them in a pan with oil. In the same pan, mix all of the other ingredients and then I add the pasta. Finally, unite the shrimps and combine them together. That sounds pretty straightforward and sounds also quite delicious. This is dessert time. Coconut cream pound cake, guaranteed perhaps to add a pound or two to you. We don't know. Depends on how many pieces we eat. The ingredients: 1 cup of butter softened, 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese softened, 3 cups of white sugar, 6 eggs, 1 teaspoon of coconut extract, 3 cups of all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, and 2 cups of flaked coconut. Start off by preheating your oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit, or 165 centigrade if you want to use that. Grease and flour a 10-inch tube pan. In a large bowl, cream together the butter and cream cheese until they're well blended. Add the sugar and beat until light and fluffy. Blend in the eggs one at a time. Then stir in the coconut extract. Mix in the flour and the baking powder until just moistened. Then stir in the coconut. Spoon the batter into the prepared pan. Bake it for an hour and 20 minutes in the preheated oven until a knife inserted into the cake comes out clean. Allow the cake to cool in the pan for 10 minutes before inverting the pan onto a cooling rack. Take note, this cake recipe also does well baked in layers, and it will make 3 8-inch layers or 1 10-inch layer and 1 6-inch layer. Reduce the baking time if making it as a layer cake, but keep the temperature the same, and test for doneness as indicated in the recipe. Well, that sounds like a delightful activity, but we've come to the end of our program. You have been listening to the Spare Times, News and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws. I certainly hope that you have enjoyed it. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience, and it is readily available as a podcast at www.triangleradioservice.org. I'm Dick Hayden for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you have any questions or comments come to your mind, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. We would love to hear from you. So long, until next time.